Welcome to the Motherhood Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Lockwood, and on the surface, I teach you how to declutter your home so you can focus on what matters most to you as a mom, which I'm guessing isn't those laundry mountains, dishes stacked to the sky, and the tornadoes you clean up all day. My hope for this podcast is so much more than teaching you to declutter. I record all of my episodes live and in real time so that you can have the experience of a mom friend who gets you and is there for you. My audio isn't perfect, my kids might interrupt us, but the conversations we have are real, impactful, and proof that there are other moms like you that decluttering has worked for. If you want to join me and thousands of other moms for live episodes, go find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Motherhood Simplified and we'll welcome you with open arms. See you soon. All right, everybody, welcome to today's episode where we're talking about the top two reasons that moms who want to declutter don't. And it is the same two reasons for everyone. And you're probably like, what the heck? That makes no sense. I have so many reasons. How does everyone have the same top two reasons that they want to declutter? They want to do it. They want to get it done, but they don't. Okay. So if you're watching live, let me know your reasons, what you think, you know, the top two reasons are, or what your top two reasons are. And I'm going to share real quick just some of the reasons that you guys posted in the group, because I asked you guys this morning, what's the top two reasons? And you guys had a lot of answers, right? And the top responses were things like not having enough time, having a spouse who's not on board or not supportive, right? Either not on board and wants to keep everything, or not supportive in that they can't pick up the slack of the everyday stuff for you, right? Some people said there, I know that beep. Some people said it's their kids. Some people said it's not wanting to let go of the money wasted. Some people said it's guilt. Some people said not knowing where to start. Some people said it's interruptions. Some people said it's overwhelm. Some people said it's what if, just in case. Some people said not being able to keep up on the everyday chores, right? And those are all really good reasons, right? I'm not going to say they're really good, but they're valid, right? They're valid and they're real. And we can call them reasons, or we can call them excuses, or we can call them roadblocks, or we can call them hurdles or whatever. But these are not, none of those things are the top two reasons that if you're a mom who wants to declutter and hasn't yet, those aren't the reasons why. Okay. The top two reasons why you might be a mom who wants to declutter and hasn't yet is because, number one, you haven't started. And number two, if you have started, you don't follow through and you don't finish it. Okay. Those are the top two reasons. And it's not just the top two reasons for decluttering. It's the top two reasons that people don't do anything that they're trying to do. They don't start and they don't follow through. All of those other things that we talked about, time, spouses, guilt, interruptions, overwhelm, what if, just in case, like that's just part of the process. You're not the only person who has to overcome those things. And you're not the only person who's going to be able to overcome those things without starting and without following through, right? That's the only way you can, that's the only way that you can get your decluttering done is by starting and then following through. Okay, so I'm not saying that those things aren't valid or they're not real or they aren't really hard, but they're not the reason. Okay, they are just a part of the process. They are just a part of figuring out how to declutter. And you won't ever figure those things out. You won't ever overcome those things unless you start and unless you follow through. Okay. So sometimes we don't start because of things like what if and just in case. And we get so caught up in thinking about it, right? I tell you guys a lot that the hardest part of anything is thinking about it. Once you do it, you're like, oh, it really wasn't that bad. but we also let things like spouses who aren't on board stop us, or we wait for these perfect, you know, stars to align situations where we have a babysitter for 8 hours and our kids are perfectly behaved. That's never going to happen, right? If it did happen for you, congratulations, you are so lucky, but that doesn't happen, right? So we tell ourselves these things like, my kids are stopping me, my spouse is stopping me, my lack of money is stopping me, my just in case mentality is stopping me, my what if, my I wasted so much money on it, that's all stopping me. And it doesn't even let you get started. It doesn't even let you get to step one, which is to start, right? And we tell ourselves, like, we think and we tell ourselves things like, if or when this happens, then I'll start, right? If and when my kids all nap at the same time, then I'll start. If and when I get $1 million and I don't feel bad about the money that I wasted, then I'll start. If and when my husband decides to be on the exact same page as me at the exact same time, and we have a babysitter, then I'll start. And you don't even get a chance to get to step one because you're letting all of these things get in your way. Janelle says, that's the difference. The course is made for me. They helped me with the follow through. Yes. And that's exactly what the challenges and the courses do. They give you the steps and they hold you accountable and they're always kind of in the back of your mind talking to you. And if the courses aren't in the back of your mind, I'm in the mastermind groups talking at you, being like, hey, what are you going to do in your course this weekend? Or what are you going to do in your course this next week? Or what are you planning to do in your course, right? Because it gives you the steps. And not only does it give you the steps, we talk about all of these things, the spouses, the time, the kids, finding your why, having a bigger vision. Tara just spit up all over the floor. See, guys, prime example. I could say I will record a podcast episode when my kids cooperate and make things perfect for me. But if I did that, I wouldn't be here. I would not be here with you guys. So you have to make the decision. Step number one, the biggest reason that people who want to declutter don't is because they don't start. Okay. Now, the second reason they don't follow through. If you've started, you've already done the hardest part. You've done the hardest part. You've done half the work. You've started. Now, the thing that trips people up is that they get confused on how long or disappointed by how long it's going to take, and then they don't finish, right? We think that we're supposed to have these unicorn situations where we declutter our entire houses in a weekend. Hey, Heather. And that doesn't happen. It takes a long time. You've been accumulating stuff for a long time. It's going to take you a long time to get it out. Not only have you spent a lot of time accumulating stuff, but you're still going to be bringing stuff into your house, right? Your kids are still going to grow. You're still going to have birthdays, holidays. You're still going to want things. You're going to outgrow things. And it takes you longer than you think. So you start, but then you don't finish, right? Or you think that you started and you didn't finish fast enough, so what's the point? And you don't follow through completely, right? Tara just spit up again. Sorry, everybody, if you had to hear that. But that's it. Those are the two reasons that moms who want to declutter don't. They don't start and then they don't follow through. And we severely underestimate or overestimate, I don't know, however you want to say it, how long it's going to take and how quickly we can get it done. And because it doesn't happen fast enough, or because we have all of these interruptions, or because we have to, you know, have conversations and negotiate with our spouses, it takes us longer than we had anticipated. And we think that means that it was a lost cause. Like we failed at decluttering, and you didn't. You're just not done yet. You didn't follow through. You haven't finished. So if you want to declutter, all you have to do, I want to make this really simple, right? You can look at it and be like, it's either that hard or it's that simple. I hope that you choose to look at it as it's that simple. All you have to do is start. And then all you have to do is follow through, right? And you have to be patient with yourself. you have to realize that just because you didn't finish it in 5 minutes or 5 days, that doesn't mean you failed. You're just not done. Do we ever finish? Janelle, it's a good question. No, we don't. And I don't tell you that to be discouraging, right? Janelle knows this because she's been in this for a while. We don't finish because if we finished, we'd be dead. Okay, I'm sorry that sounds so morbid, but we are people who need things and want things. So we're always going to have things coming into our house and we're always going to be letting things go. But the problem is right now that your house is really constipated. All right, you've brought a whole bunch of stuff in. You haven't let things go. You've got to get your system going again, right? And have a good revolving door of stuff, things coming in, things going out. And it's really imbalanced in the beginning. But yes, good question. And Cynthia says the mastermind groups rock. If you're not in one, get a course. I have the Declutter and Simplified Motherhood ones. I love it so far. Yes. And that's really what those are. It's like all these things that you guys are talking about that you thought were the top two reasons, time, not knowing where to start, I'm so overwhelmed, what if, just in case. I simplify all of that for you inside of the courses. Okay, I can't do it on a podcast because it's way too much to do in a podcast episode. It's just entirely too much. The courses, everything is laid out in one little area, step by step, each section appropriately labeled with a video and some written words. And then the action steps to take. I give you checklists. I give you accountability. I give you support. I give you the mastermind groups with everybody else doing it alongside you. I simplify all of these tiny little reasons that you thought, that you probably thought were the problem, right? Spouses, kids, time, interruptions, overwhelm. That's a piece of the puzzle, right? That's one small piece. But the true, true reasons are because you don't start and you don't follow through. And those courses are designed to help you do that exactly. Cynthia says, once we get simplified, it's easy to let things come in and rotate stuff out. Yes, it's so much easier. And like I said, guys, this isn't only true for decluttering, right? It's true for anything you want to do. If you want to get out of debt, the reason that you haven't got out of debt yet is because you haven't started and you haven't followed through, right? I would say maybe the same is true of being in labor, right? You start it, you have to finish it, and you have to follow through if you want to get the baby, right? If you want to have anything, you have to start and you have to follow through. So if you don't want to get a course either, guys, if you're not ready to purchase a course, I have things for you too. You can listen to the podcast episodes. They will help you. You can do the free challenges. The Purge-a-thon is the absolute best place to start. I completely revamped it. All new challenges, all new videos, new pro tips, a really good format. It's brand new and ready to go. I'm going to run it live here in a couple of weeks. You can always do it alone. It's really easy to do alone the way that I have it set up, but it's always really fun to do as a group inside of here as well. So get into the Purge-a-thon or get into a course. Do something, start, do the hardest part, get the hardest part, which is starting, and then just stick with it. That's all you have to do. It can be that simple. Okay, I will see you guys on the next episode.
Hey friend, did you love this episode? If you did, I would love if you took a screenshot of it and shared it with somebody else. Okay, the whole point of this is to create a community of moms who get each other, who support each other, and who, when they find something that helps them, they share it with somebody. So I would love if you shared this podcast with somebody, with maybe just a little note about how it helped you or how it inspired you, so that it can help somebody else. I would also love it if you left me a review. Leaving a review lets me get better stats on the internet and blah, blah, blah. Basically, it helps me help more moms like you. I would so appreciate it. If you hated this episode, I'm sorry, but I'm also kind of impressed that you listened to it all and you're still listening. So still leave me a review, still share it, because I'm sure somebody can benefit from it. I'll see you guys on the next episode. Thank you.